word. Is there an introduction? And now we're live. Cool.
Well, I mean, if somebody is tuning in for the first time, we should probably introduce ourselves.
Yeah, let them know what podcast they're currently listening to.
Yeah, because it's the best. Anyways, I'm Megan.
And that would make me Brooks.
And we're the Sis
Bro
Show.
A comedy
duo. Yay. I can't just say duo. I have to say duo. I've tried. So before we started recording, you were saying you were super regular now.
Yeah, I'm super regular now. Like before every podcast. Usually every time I get home, first thing in the morning from work.
Yeah. I'm finding that out for myself after I work out. Like right after I work out. I gots to go.
Yeah, gots to go.
But I mean, it's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. I mean, everybody goes.
You can't not go, I guess.
Well, and I was one of those people that, you know, would struggle with it. I'd have to take in my phone and I'd be in there for quite a long time.
I think
it was like an epic battle.
I think Kevin just uses it as an excuse to go to the bathroom for a while. Like
to hide out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
Like the Kevin embassy.
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, I get it, but come on, you don't need 45 minutes in there.
You know, Jesse's the same way.
Yeah?
Yeah, when I was in Fayetteville, I was like, you've been in there for almost an hour.
Jesus. You need some fiber in your diet.
I know.
So I feel like we've started podcasts before talking about poop, and probably won't be the last time.
I want to say we also had a discussion that if we had our own podcast, that mine would be pooping stories, and I'd get like people to like leave messages telling me like awkward or funny pooping stories.
Yeah.
Like the time I think I told the Golden Corral one, where I was in Golden Corral after, I think it was after football practice.
Oh, well, I would hope so.
Yeah. I think it was after football practice. It was me and a bunch of the guys. And I ate something that hit me wrong. I went in the bathroom and there was two guys in there trying to talk while they're washing their hands. And I kept interrupting them.
Ew.
Yeah. It was very audible. And I was like, you know, you're trying to like hold it. You try to like, you know, like, that's only the polite thing to do. And then it just happens. And so they're talking. They're like, yeah, you know. And then they stop. And then I'd stop, and then they start talking again, and then I'll start again, and then they stop. But so, I mean, I don't know. I felt rude.
Yeah. All the way to the mountains I was riding with Mimal, and we all stopped at this like rest stop that had like bathrooms in it, you know? And me and Linda and Mimal, and I want to say maybe Jesse, some other girls, we all went in the bathroom. And as soon as we walk in, Mama says, "Whoo! Somebody shit a pine tree in here," and they were still in there.
Watch, someone's gonna leave a message on a podcast. Like I was pooping one time, and some older lady walked in and said, "Someone shit a pine tree in here." I'm like, "Hey, that was us."
That's my funny pooping story. I mean, I have others, but that's one I'll always remember.
I think it gets different for guys as we get older, because I've gone from, you know, trying to, like, when I was in high school and I was in one of those guys, I was trying to be polite, to going to the bathroom and saying, like, you know, all right, it's like a competition now. Who can I, like, outdo the most?
God.
You know, mine's got to be, like, the loudest, grossest one. Like, I had, like, when I was working at, doing installing cable, and I was in there with another guy. And that was what I had that in my mind. I was like, I'm gonna blow this up. And I did. And he just yells to the other stall to me. He's like, "Are you all right in there?" I was like, "Yes, I won." He's concerned for my safety. That means I won.
when I was in high school, I think I was a senior, and the freshman would take their lunch in the bathroom and eat it. Like, they didn't want to eat in the cafeteria.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was gross. And so, every time after we would eat, we would go to the bathroom, and we'd have to go by these fucking girls that all standing up eating and talking in the bath, just hanging out in the bathroom. So one day I decided that I was going to get them out of there.
So you blew it up?
I didn't blow it up. I made vomit sounds until they left.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't poop on demand.
No, you ain't got one in the chamber.
No. No, but I did. I did do some. And they all cleared out. And I was like, yeah, we can use the bathroom in peace.
Without people standing there. That's weird. I've never heard about that.
That's super weird. Yeah.
It's like a group of them, like multiple people in there.
Yeah, talking? Like we couldn't even get through to the stalls. It was so many of them in there. That's why I cleared them out.
And started just walking through, knocking food out their hands, like,
like, this is gross, y'all. This is a bathroom.
People shit in here.
I guess they didn't fit into the cafeteria crowd. I don't know.
And they fit into the bathroom crowd?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. It's like, you know, this ain't our thing. Let's go to the bathroom. This is much better.
Yes.
Would you ready for lunch
where
today?
Where we belong.
I'm home now.
It reminds me of that Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, yeah.
I referenced it when we were playing Red Dead. I don't know if you caught that.
Uh-uh. Well, when?
When you said J-Kex just lived in the woods.
Oh, yeah. When we were talking about role playing and yeah. He wanted to be a hermit and lived in the woods.
Yeah. I said, get out of my house.
No, I didn't know that was even a reference for it.
Yeah. Do you remember that movie?
No. I remember the movie. The only thing I remember is that the girl was like big into Thor and then she met that mechanic and he was like super mean and then he was like super nice.
You don't remember the part when she is at the train station or the bus station and she's calling her.
Oh, yeah.
And she's in the phone booth and this homeless guy comes up to her and says, get out of my house.
Yes. I do remember that now.
I reference that all the time.
I do that too. I still say, get out of my house, but I never knew where it was from.
Yeah.
Now
that's
I know.
What it's from, yeah.
The and for the booth. People that they don't know, they're listening, when you hear us talking about us playing Red Dead Redemption, we actually did a stream recently on mm-hmm. my stream of me and Megan playing some Red Dead Redemption online.
Yeah.
Yeah, so be sure to check that out. You can go to my Twitch to actually watch the past broadcast. I think it chopped it up in like three because I kept having some issues where the stream was dropping out. I had internet issues and the other one was just my streaming software crashed.
Yeah.
So it'll be broken up in like three segments, but you can see those past broadcasts on my Twitch page at twitch.tv/PhantomFox4.
Yeah, it was fun making you money.
making me money. Well, we got to get you your trader stuff so that you can probably make more off of those wagon runs.
Well, I want to make sure the butcher is there.
Yeah, that was an interesting glitch. We loaded up on, went out hunting and got animal pelts and carcasses mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then we went to town and the butcher wasn't there. You didn't even leave a sign. Like, we didn't even see a sign saying, like, back in 5 minutes or anything. No. We're like, what the hell?
No, just completely rude.
just peaced out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess how it was back in the day. Oh, mm-hmm. I told my wife about my new alias.
Mm.
Tom Gentrell.
Oh. What did she think about that?
She liked it.
Yeah.
I told her the whole story. And for those of you that don't know, when we were playing... We were in town in Valentine, probably the most popular town in Red Dead Redemption 2. Mm-hmm. And we're looking for outfits. And Megan asked me, she's like, hey, where do you get some outfits? I'm like, oh, you just go into the general store. And she's like, oh, the general store? I said, the what? You said the general store? I was like, yeah, the general store. I was like, you got to go in and talk to the owner, Tom Gentrell. So that's how my new alias, you know, if I ever get in a situation where I need to use a fake name, mm-hmm. What I'm telling them, like, oh, what's your name? I'm like, oh, the name's Gentrell. Tom Gentrell.
I own the Gentrell store.
I own the Gentrell stores. You ever heard of me? It's a chain, and they're in multiple towns.
Yep. Dollar Gentrell.
Dollar Gentrell.
Why is that?
Yeah,
so
you
funny?
Could, you could tell we have fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We need to play again.
Yeah, or there was that wagon we tried to steal, and you shot the driver, and the wagon just took off, and you tried to block it with your horse, and I jumped off to try and jump onto the seat, and yeah. it ran you over and your horse, drug your horse away. I got caught up in the wheels and was just rolling with the wagon.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just awful. Wagon.
That was awful. My poor horse, RuPaul.
Yeah. I like it now. They used to not have it to where you could see other players' horses' names.
Mm-hmm.
Now they, I guess they've updated it to where I can actually, you can actually see, because it used to be you looked at another player's horse and it would just tell you like the breed name, but now it actually tells you, like actually shows you the name of their horse. So I like that.
So if your horse dies, do you get another one? You have to name another one, right?
No, I mean, you still get yours. If your horse dies, I mean, you get the, when it's dead, you can't call it. It's, you just get the scrawny nag. It's like the sickly looking horse.
Yeah.
But all you gotta do is go to a stable, you go in and leave, and you'll leave with your horse.
Nice. Yeah, I like old RuPaul. She's a good one. Or he, I'm not sure.
My horse has always been Lily Girl. Even back on, I was telling you on Red Dead Redemption 1, we used to play, they didn't even have the option to name your horse. And I still refer to my horse as Lily Girl.
I miss Red Dead Redemption 1.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's rumors that they're going to be remastering, like full-on remastering. Not even remastered. I think it's like a full-on remake.
That would be fun. First one.
I think it's just rumored right now.
I wonder if they'll still have like the grizzly bear areas and the cougar country.
That'd be pretty good. I mean, they still kind of have hot spots for like bears and like cougars, but it's not as crazy as it was back on Red Dead 1, where once you went into an area, they were like everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, man. I remember going grizzly bear hunting with you like the first time I think I ever played the game. You were like, come over here. And I was like, oh, okay. This seems fun. Oh my God.
I mean, it's probably accurate, but they are super like crazy fast on Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, just scary fast. Like, I don't think they should be that fast. They might be that fast in real life. I don't know. I've never seen a bear run in real life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to.
Mm-mm.
But I mean, it's like you can't like do anything by the time it's like you see it and it sees you and then it's like on top of you.
I know. I remember we went hunting for some and it just appeared.
Yeah. Just come like rolling over a hill and just start tearing through us.
Like you would think that you could spook it and it would run away, but no, those things charge you.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is you make yourself big, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can like give you an emote where it's like, ah. For those of you, I mean, no one can see me. I got my arms up in the air, making myself big. So,
well, they say to like get down in fetal position.
I think that's if it attacks you.
Yeah, I don't think they have that option on.
I don't know why it's two different things though. Like, you know, you start off big, and if that doesn't work, then you get as little as possible. Like, I mean, wouldn't it just? I don't know.
All I know is I would shit my pants.
Yeah, I'd fight it.
Oh, I'll fight
it with my bare hands.
Mm-hmm.
I'd wrestle it and I'd pin it. And then a little referee would pop out of nowhere and go, one, two, and then kick up. I'm like, come on, that was three. That was a three count.
And then the bear would eat you.
And then the bear would eat us.
I wonder if it's like on the edge. We talked about this at one of our other podcasts, but if it like gets the taste of human, does it like start hunting humans?
Well, I think that's with all kinds of animals, like they get a taste, they call them like man killers because they get a taste for like human like flesh.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that with like sharks lions.
Sharks are the same way too.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about that, like in Africa there was like a village that was tormented by this lion that just kept like attacking people and like getting in their house and dragging them out in the middle of the night.
Oh, I think you're thinking about that movie with I think Val Kilmer is in it.
No, I actually read it. I didn't watch it. I read it.
Oh, I watched it. That movie might actually be based on that, though. What's the name of that movie? I saw that movie the other day, and I want to say I added it to my watch list because I was like, oh, I haven't seen that in like a long time. It's like crazy long, though. I remember watching it when I was younger, and it was about lions that had gotten taste for human flesh.
Mm-hmm. And the same with like chimpanzees. They like eat human babies.
Well, I mean, I showed some stuff about that on, what was it? It was something we were watching on Amazon, I think. And, you know, they get like, they actually get pretty hostile, especially like when they get older.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, they are like mean as hell. They'll go for your hands, bite your fingers off. They'll go for your face. They'll go for your genitals.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was reading, because we were watching a show and they were talking about chimpanzees, how they like to eat baby monkeys and they'll eat baby humans too.
Oh, God.
And I started reading about these chimpanzees that were like stealing babies. And I mean, not just little babies, like 3-year-olds, and taking them into the woods. Yeah.
Well, see, got a taste for human flesh.
But they would even eat like the baby chimpanzees. Like they would even eat their own.
Have there been any like weird animals that have gotten taste for like human flesh? Like a squirrel? Like a squirrel just goes mad and just like, you know, starts attacking people and taking like little chunks out of them.
Oh my God. All right. A chipmunk. Those are super little.
flying squirrel. I think I'm just gliding in on you.
Oh God.
Just like bite a little stealth fighter.
I don't know. That's kind of weird. Like we had a flying squirrel get in the house one time. Maybe it was after my babies.
Yeah, you told me about that. I think we actually talked about that on one of the past podcasts.
Yeah. I don't know. That would be... That sounds like a movie. like birds. Remember the movie Birds?
But it'd be called just like rodents.
Yeah.
Just about small rodents that get a taste for human flesh.
And they come and get you.
Yep. And they just swarm you. I mean, I think no one ever thought about like birds the way they did until that movie Birds came out. And then it's just like you start looking at birds differently. Like I saw actually this morning when I was leaving work. I got to my car and I heard a crow and I looked over and there was a big ass crow sitting on the trunk of the car next to me. And I was looking at it and it started doing its head turning and looking at me.
Oh God.
And I was like, and then it like took off and started flying towards me. And I said, I like literally, and I jumped at the car real quick and it flew over me and landed on top of the truck on the other side of me. I slammed my door real quick. Yeah. I was like, that literally happened to me this morning.
A bird tried to attack you.
Uh-oh. A bird tried to attack me.
What if this is the beginning of something?
It could be. Maybe there's like a new pandemic that's going to make birds go crazy.
Like on, that stupid movie where the plant started killing people.
The Happening?
The Happening, yeah.
So this would be The Flappening.
I don't even say The Happening. I say The Happening.
The Happening. That's the hipper version. Everybody just running around going, what's happening?
So, it's like, what is that movie with Sandra Bullock in it? A Bird Box?
I think it's just Bird Box, not a Bird Box. I mean, maybe the Bird Box.
It's a Bird Box, okay.
A Bird Box.
It was just one that I remember.
The Bird Box. I think it was just one.
Mm-hmm. That was weird. That was a good movie, though. It was surprising.
It was. Yeah, they did go. I mean, it was kind of, I think, A Quiet Place kind of set the genre for those movies, because then that's when Bird Box came out, like not too long after that one.
You know, there was a movie that came out around the same time as A Quiet Place with the exact same plot.
I think I remember that we actually watched that.
Yeah, you had to be quiet.
It was like based off of sound, but they were like smaller and they were swarm or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I would have to rewatch it, but like they had their grandma with them
and they had the dog. And yeah. I guess I don't want to say too much because anyone wants to watch it if they can figure out what it is.
What is it? I mean, I watched it. I was like, wait a minute, I've seen this. No, I haven't. I've seen something very similar to it.
A Silent Place, is that what it's called? A Silent Position. A Silent Location. That's probably what it is.
It's called Shut Up.
It's called Shut Your Mouth or We'll Die.
Oh man, that's us if we name movies.
Yeah, we were not good at name. Well, I mean, we were pretty good at name movies. I would watch Shut Up or We'll Die.
I mean, there's that one movie. What is it? Oh shit, there. Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything.
Yeah.
I watched that.
Yeah, I actually watched that not too long ago.
That's a good movie. I mean, John Leguizamo plays a fabulous drag queen.
Yeah. I remember when I was little, I thought that was a girl.
You thought she was pretty.
Yeah. I was like, that's a pretty lady.
Chi-chi. So, A Quiet Place, that's the one with, what's his name? John Krasinski, right? Yep. Is that his name? Yep,
John Krasinski.
Didn't he write it?
Yeah, I think he wrote, I think him, I want to say him and his wife.
Yeah, because they were both in it, right?
Yeah. Emily Blunt.
Yeah. I seen her on recently when I was watching The Devil Wears Prada, which is a good movie.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's supposed to be based on a true, based on an actual person, the editor of Vogue.
Yeah.
I think the magazine is called Runway. Yeah.
How interesting for me, a man.
Hear about this. I should probably stop talking since most of our listeners are men.
Oh yeah, what is up with that? Where are my female fans?
I know. I'm a female.
Unless maybe some of our males are homosexual and they find my voice soothing and attractive.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's a possibility. I'm grasping at straws here. Do let me have this.
Go ahead. Do your smooth talk.
No, don't put me on the spot. Now I'm nervous.
Say something like, I love fudgesicles.
Wait a minute, what?
Say you love fudgesicles.
Are you going to make an audio clip out of this? It's going to be your new text to the alert. I love fudgesicles.
Along with, I like Dick.
Tracy. I like Dick Tracy. Which I still haven't watched.
Oh, man. You didn't get the free trial?
No. I mean, I might do it. I don't know. I'm nervous. I feel like I'm going to do what you do, which is sign up for the free trial and then forget about it and then they're going to charge me.
I put it in my phone, but I still forget.
Like it reminds you, but then you forget it immediately. Like you just look at it like, oh, I remember now. And then it's gone.
And then I'm like, I'll do that later. And then I'll exit out of the reminder. And then forget. But I mean, it ain't really expensive though. It's not like gonna put you back a couple thou.
I just hate that. I hate it because I'm one of those people. I'm sure there's a majority of people are like the ones that, have subscriptions to stuff or have something. It's really not that much, but then you get a couple of different ones that add up and, mm-hmm. but you don't even really think about it,
Yeah.
And I'm that way. Like every once in a while I got just clear stuff out. All right, I don't need this no more. I don't even use this no more.
Well. That's how I had to do. I went through and I had subscribed to HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, doing Dang. All the free trials. Yeah. But see, I have an Amazon Prime card. So it was coming out of my Prime card and then I was paying on the card every month. So I wasn't really seeing it.
That's how they get you. They throw those numbers around from different things.
Yeah. And then finally I looked at the Prime card and I was like, what the hell is this? Oh, let's take a break and have a word good. From our commercial.
A word from our commercial.
And we're back.
No, wait.
Oh, my God.
And we're back.
Okay.
I don't know why I do that.
I don't either. I can't help but have that reaction.
And that's all it's for, is just to get the reaction. When I go live on Twitch and I'm playing with someone before I start streaming, I'll do the whole countdown. Mm-hmm. I'll ask them, hey, are you ready? And they're like, yeah. And then I'll start talking. I'm like, all right, we're going live in 5, 4, and we're live now. And they're like,
what movie was it? Have you seen that David Spade movie on Netflix?
Which one? What's it about?
It's about how he is going on dates and he goes on a date with this really out there crazy girl. Then he goes on a date with this girl that he really, or he meets this girl that he really connects with. And then he's going on a business trip. It's got Nick Swardson in it too. He works with him. He's on a business trip, and Nick Swardson tells him, why don't you invite that girl that you met that you really clicked with? So he invites her, but he actually invites the wrong girl, the one that he went on the date with that was all crazy.
What? No, I haven't seen this. Yes. You said it's on Netflix?
Yeah, I think it's called The Wrong Missy. And I was pleasantly surprised.
Huh. I might watch that tonight then.
Like, I didn't know if it would be funny or not because, you know, it is an Adam Sandler movie, even though he's not in it. It's a Happy Madison, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's pretty funny. Like, I would watch it if I was
you. I'll probably watch that tonight then.
Yeah, it's got Nick Swardson in it. It's got a lot of, you know, those people from the Adam Sandler movies. Mm-hmm. It's got his wife in it. His wife is always has, like, a small part in all of his movies. But I watched one that he was in. It was like Overboard or something like that. It was not
good. Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Isn't that the one with Jennifer Aniston?
Yes.
Yeah, she's like his wife.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Would not recommend.
Yeah, I watched that too. It was me.
What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie?
Oh, God.
I know mine.
What's yours? Let me hear yours real quick.
The Wedding Singer.
That's pretty good, I guess.
I love that movie. It is. I could watch it over and over again. I quote it all the time. Like when Cooper and Henry, I asked if I could do something with Cooper Henry. I'm like, and they're like, no. Like I walk Henry into his friend's house. He's like, no, I don't need you to. And I was like, fine. See if you can find a mama with moves like this. They don't get it, though.
I have to say, mine's probably cliche, but I could probably say Big Daddy.
Yeah, that's Henry's
favorite. Whenever that's on, I always watch it.
I mean, if The Wedding Singer was on, would you watch that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd probably get sucked into it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because then I start watching it, and I'm like, okay, let me see this part. And then I see it, and I'm like, all right, let me see this next part.
I love it. I think it's hilarious from beginning to end.
Hmm. I'm probably the same way with also 50 First Dates. I like that one also.
Yeah, he said that him and Cameron, is it Cameron Diaz? No, it's, who is that in there?
Drew Barrymore. The same from but come on.
From The Wedding Singer, yeah.
Yeah.
They do a movie every 10 years.
Was it Jennifer Lopez?
I like when we got Robin Williams mixed up.
Yeah, like we both just couldn't get his name right. Well, I'm bad with names in general. The other day we were talking about Vince McMahon. I call him Ed McMahon.
I'm horrible with names, too.
So bad. I'm bad with names in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Like, I can't remember people's last names to save my life.
I can't remember any part of their name. First, middle, last. People I went to school with, me and Jackson were in the Y working out, and it wasn't long after high school. Like, I was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting there talking to someone. I walk up. I was like, all right, Jackson. I was like, you're up. So he can do his sets. And the guy next to him that he was talking to looks at me and goes, hey, Brooks. And I look at him like, how do you know my name? And Jackson was like, you know, I don't even remember his name when they told me at this point. They're like, Jackson was like, you don't remember blah, blah, blah. And he said his name. And I was like, nah. And the dude looked at me. He said, Brooks. He's like, I had weightlifting with you. I spotted you multiple times. Worked out together. And I was like, nah, man, I got nothing. I was like, Jackson, you're up. Come on. And like I said, they even told me his name to remind me. And I don't even remember what his name was.
I like that. I'll see people because, you know, I live up here where we went to school, and I'll see people and they'll know me and they'll say, Megan. And I'm like, oh, you. They're like, we rode the bus together. I'm like, oh yeah, you sat in that seat, didn't you?
You were in that seat by that window.
And, like, they'll just keep on and on. It just makes it worse. I'm like, I don't know who you are. Like, this is not ringing a bell at all. And they're like, oh, okay, well. It's good to see you. I'm like, oh, you too. For the first time.
Sure it is.
Yeah,
I'm
but also, I
mean. I'm awkward with jokes too now.
Yeah.
Because I make the wrong ones. Like we talked about what was it, our neighbor, when I met her again when she was older?
Oh, God.
I take it that you remember this?
I totally do. It was Betsy's wedding.
Yeah, okay, so Betsy's wedding. And first I want to put it out of context, which is where my joke was coming from. So, we grew up next to these two girls, Alicia and Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And, we were little.
Yeah.
And we're older. Mm-hmm. And so I think you were the one that's like, hey, this is Alicia, our old next door neighbor.
Yeah, I was.
And I was like, oh, wow, you've gotten so big. And that was a joke to, towards that we've gotten older and bigger.
Yes.
But she was fat.
She was. And I was like,
so that joke didn't come off the way I wanted it to.
No,
I wasn't talking about her being,
she was a good sport about it, though. She was. Yeah.
Because I kind of, I caught myself. I was like, ooh, I didn't mean it like that.
I didn't mean wide. I meant
I was like, I meant like taller. I mean, we've gotten more like height. I think I could probably play that in movies. I could be the awkward friend.
Oh yeah, totally. That was very painful for me, but also I was trying not to laugh.
Which would have made it worse. So I do appreciate that.
Like, oh, you got burned.
Damn, got you bad. I didn't mean that. I mean, I'm a big guy. I'm more bigger. I now that I've lost, I'm still holding around like what I've lost this year, 35 pounds.
Yeah.
So I'm still in like I'm 6'1", about 210 right now. I still want to lose like another like probably 10, 15 pounds.
Yeah. I'm losing. Yeah. I'm getting there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Even right now, my coffee I'm sipping on. Throughout the week, I don't use creamer. I use that artificial sweetener and then just a panache of vanilla extract.
Oh, yeah. I use heavy cream instead of like half and half because of the keto. So it's like low carb, but high fat.
Yeah. Yeah. I was telling my wife about that because I'd done some research on it. And I don't know. I feel so weird about that because, they list off the things you can eat. And I'm like, you can lose weight on this?
Yeah. I mean, you can. It's cutting out the carbs. The carbs are what really make you pack on the weight because it gets into your bloodstream. And if your brain or your body doesn't use it, then it automatically gets stored as fat.
Yeah. And I've heard that what pairing keto with like fasting is what trains your body to use fat as fuel.
Yeah, that's what I do. But I mean, I fall off of it. I'm not going to lie. I love some carbs, so it's hard whenever you have kids around and they have, bread to make sandwiches with, and then they have their snack foods, which I've been getting fruit for them lately, even though my mother brought them a bunch of snacks like donuts and shit.
Oh, your mother.
Your mother too.
Your mother too.
But I lose a lot of weight doing it. But I do have to pair it with the fasting because if I don't, then I end up overeating, even though it's low carb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but after a while, your stomach gets used to it.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of portion control. Like even tonight, we have leftovers from last night that we're going to be doing because we made sure just to have our small portions.
Right.
And even for lunch, the only thing I have for lunch is I make me peanut butter and banana milkshake in the blender.
Ooh, yeah,
it's actually pretty good. If I do like really good workouts where I feel like I need protein, I'll throw some chocolate protein powder in there. So then it's a chocolate banana peanut butter shake.
Oh,
which is pretty tasty.
See, I'm not big into peanut butter. Like I'll eat it on a sandwich or in a Reese's cup, but that's about it.
I love peanut butter.
Amira's the exact same way. She will eat it for every meal. Yeah. I have to give her a lick every time I make her a sandwich. And that means I have to like take the knife and get some more on it so she can eat it off of it.
That's what I do too.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do that also when I'm making like a peanut butter jelly sandwich. I gotta get a little peanut butter, a little bit of jelly.
Ooh, what kind? What's your favorite kind of jelly?
Ooh, grape.
Ugh.
What is yours?
Apple.
Apple?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that. I can see that.
Daddy used to eat apple jelly a lot while we were growing up.
Yeah.
I remember going to the grocery store. I'd had the kids, had at least Kipper Henry, and I think I'd had Vera too. I got apple jelly, and the guy checked me out, and he was like, I've been here for 3 years. We got apple jelly? I'm like, I guess I'm the only one that buys it. But you better keep on selling it. It's so delicious. On some toast. Oh,
I don't know why that reminded me of the girl that was hitting on me at Walmart, and I didn't realize it.
Oh, you had a girl
just the interaction, I guess, with someone. Yeah. It's the first thing that popped in my head. I went to Walmart after I got off work, and that's when I was big into buying and collecting DVDs, you know, getting like a DVD collection going.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just got paid.
Hit up the $5 bin.
Yeah, hit up the $5 bin, get some good older movies. And I also picked up, I think, Mr. and Mrs. Smith had just come out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went ahead and picked that up, too. Sorry, I had, you know, a handful of DVDs, and I picked up that. I went up front, and I was checking them out. And there was this girl, she's probably like a little younger than me. She was scanning the movie, and she picked up Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And it's like, oh, is this good? And I was like, well, I don't know, I haven't seen it yet. And she's like, when are you going to watch it? I was like, I'll probably end up watching it tonight. And she's like, oh, if you need anyone to watch it with, you let me know. And I said, and then that was it. I didn't catch it. I just said, and then she continued. And then I paid. And then I walked out to my car and I threw the DVDs in. And I sat in there. And then I stopped. I was like, wait a minute. And I replayed it in my head. And it was like slow mo. She was like, if you need someone to watch this with, let me know. And then me going, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, oh, no.
No, what have I done? You're going to run back in and be like, hey, I need somebody to watch it with.
Watch this movie with me. I did go back. I ended up seeing her again and getting her number, though. We talked for a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. But I found out later, one of our cousin's wives actually told me, asked me if I was talking to so-and-so. And I was like, yeah, actually, we've been talking on the phone for a little bit. And she was like, she's engaged. And I was like, that dirty bitch. So then I stopped talking to her.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Because, you know, that's probably wrong.
Yeah. Well, then you don't want to get involved like with a girl who's, you know, going to be doing that.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Oh, it was funny. Me and my ex went to Walmart, and I saw her again. And me and my ex were looking at some electronics, and she walks up behind me. She goes, hey, Brooks. And she like runs her hand across my back as she passes me.
Mm-hmm.
And she stopped and we talked, you know, like, hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, yeah. And she's like, all right, I'm going to get back to work. And I didn't notice, but my ex was like, you know, that dirty bitch. I was like, what? She's like, when she walked past you, she ran her hand across your back. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I guess she was just trying. I don't see this stuff very well, you know?
She was being a dirty bitch.
She was being a dirty bitch, and I don't pick up on these things.
All right, anytime a girl touches you, if it's not your wife, you got to say, get off me, dirty bitch.
Yeah, dirty bitch, stop touching me.
Yep, there you go.
Even just like a tap on my shoulder, like just to get my attention, like, excuse me, sir, you dirty bitch, get your hands off me, I'm married.
Your car's blocking me.
Yeah, your car's blocking me. I was wondering if you. I know your trickery. No, you cannot have my number.
There's my goodies, not your goodies. Mm-hmm.
You will get none of this.
You know, men are more obvious when they flirt, I think. Yeah. Because
well,
they
I think
can't
men are
be.
Just dumb. We don't pick up on that very well.
Yeah, guys telling me to smile, that gets on my nerves. I think yeah. one guy said, I had Cooper and Henry, and I think I had Hannah and Melissa, but I was pregnant with Vera, and we were in line at Wendy's, and there was an older guy behind me, and he's like, hey, you need a daddy for all them kids. So was like, no thanks, got one.
What if women were no good on picking up on stuff like men? Because like, hey, you need a date for all them kids? And like, he's like, like,
wait, would you have in mind?
Yeah. Why, you know somebody or?
There's just like a horrible pickup lines that I've heard. I could write a book with all the pickup lines I've heard in my life. Yeah. Like one, I would drink you a bath water. And I'm like, ew.
Golly.
That's gross.
I don't even know, like, I don't even have pickup lines. I don't even know what I do to talk to girls. I don't have a game plan going in. I think I just stand there and go, you're pretty.
Hey, whatever works for you, right?
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. It startles them, so they notice me. And I'm like, yes.
give me your number.
Number. I just hold my phone out.
Yeah. Let's talk about being together.
Yeah. I would like to feed you one night.
Yeah.
Yep. So not. Well, I guess we're dumb and we're not smooth. It's a terrible combination.
Yeah. And even the men that are smooth are not really smooth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like they think they're smooth.
Yeah.
Well, they're not. We're not really smooth. Mm-mm. I think that's the two different types of guys. Is that there's guys like me that we know we're not smooth, and then there's guys who think they're smooth, but they're not smooth.
Mm-mm. But. I can't really tell you how to be smooth because I've been out of the game for so long that
I don't even know. Well, I wasn't even smooth before, so I've been out of the game for a while. So I'm probably even less smoother.
I used to, whenever I was single, it was when I was a single mom to Cooper and Henry, I would talk to guys just so they would buy me lunch. And so I would have free lunch every day. Oh. Yeah, that was my plan. And, you know, I meet them at a public place. They didn't know anything really about where I worked or anything. We would talk, get to know each other. If it didn't work out, then I wouldn't eat lunch with them no more.
Oh, but if it did, then you get some more free lunches.
I get some more free lunches. And
there was this girl at IHOP. I want to say it was IHOP. It was one of the places we used to go to after we went, like, clubbing and hitting the bars and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was this one waitress there. Like, they didn't have grits on the menu, but they had grits because I made sure to ask her.
Right.
And ever after that, she would always hook me up with free grits. They were complimentary. Nice. Mm.
Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, I guess that would be me using my somewhat smoothness to get free stuff from a girl.
From a girl. Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. I thought that was more to the story.
No, that was it. I got free grits. She liked me, and I got free grits. And she would get to see me every once in a while. Win-win.
Give her a wink.
Yeah. Hey, did she hit on me?
I mean, she gave you free food, so that right there tells me she kind of hit on
you. Yeah, damn it.
Oh, well.
Yep, literally dawning on me right now.
You know, Kevin was a free lunch to begin with.
Yep, I guess that's how that's how we all start.
Yeah.
You gotta get in somehow. The fastest way to a woman's heart is her stomach.
This was when I was trying to lose weight too, so I had to like plan my meals, you know?
Yeah.
We met at Steak and Shake, which I heard they're all going out of business. That kind of sucks.
I never really went there.
We used to go there. That was like whenever I would hit up the clubs, we would always go to Steak and Shake afterwards. That was our...
Yeah, our was IHOP or Cookout.
Yeah, we went to Cookout too, but... There was a waiter there that my gay friends liked. So we would go so they could, you know, look at him.
Oh.
And then he finally, one day he was like, you know what, guys, this is my last night. I'm having to move to somewhere. I've been accepted into this medical school program. And they were like, what? why would you want to go to medical school when you have a great career at Steak and Shake?
Don't risk it.
Yeah. So we didn't go there as much anymore. I remember whenever I was really young, before I ever had kids, and I guess this was after I had Cooper and Henry, when we would go to Steak and Shake, but we would go to Waffle House. This was in Charlotte, though. We called it the Waho.
Oh, because Waffle House shortened Waho?
Uh-huh. That was some good times. Well, I guess we've come to the end.
Already?
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
And talking about how bad you are at pickup lines. Yeah.
And picking up on pickup lines.
Well, you want to take us out?
I do. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure, if you have any great stories of being smooth or thinking that you're being smooth, or someone trying to be smooth with you and you need to pick up on it, leave us a message, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, or funny pooping stories. We're always down for a funny pooping story.
At least Brooks is.
At least I am. I love them. I eat them up. But thank you guys for listening. We'll see y'all next one. Y'all come on back now. You hear?